Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Ohio, Kentucky, and Indiana's governors have started to broach the subject about reopening their states. Joining me to talk about it, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Ohio and Kentucky stay-at-home and school closing orders expire May 1st, and President Trump is clearly anxious to open the country for business in early May, if not even sooner. What's the likelihood that's going to happen?
I don't think it's likely at all, just listening to what the governors are saying, particularly Mike DeWine in Ohio. You know, it's obvious that some states have been hit much harder than others by this coronavirus, and there's a handful of them that have been barely grazed. They may be able to get back to some kind of normality very soon. But the consensus, I think, among the governors is what Mike DeWine's been saying, that this is not going to be like turning on a light switch.
So DeWine,
it'll be a long process.
He wants it to sort of gradually return to normalcy?
Yes, he made that really clear in his recent statements in the daily briefings. Face masks, social distancing, all the other precautions that we've been growing used to are going to have to continue when people start returning their jobs and businesses are reopening. There's been talk of things like taking customers' temperature at the door when restaurants reopen. DeWine, as with many other governors, says this is going to be a fact of life until a vaccine for COVID-19 is developed. And most estimates say that that's going to be a year or more away.
So what about Kentucky? Similar situation?
Yeah, I think so. Andy Beshear's administration's been pulling together a plan for reopening Kentucky. And like Ohio, it would be a gradual process. But he's getting a lot of pushback from the Republican-controlled Kentucky House, which has been considering legislation to reopen business very quickly, which Beshear believes is premature.
Now, President Trump made some headlines by declaring the president and the president alone has the power to remove restrictions put on by the state, and it seemed he was ready to do it sooner rather than later. What's he saying now?
Well, first of all, he was totally wrong. He was wrong about that. The Tenth Amendment to the Constitution gives that power to the states, not to the federal government. But he does seem to have changed his tune a little bit in the last few days after the constitutional scholars on the left and on the right were making it clear to him that he has no such right. This economy, of course, has taken a real beating in recent months, and that no doubt convinced him that the reelection chances are starting to get slim, and it pushed him in that direction. Now, he seems to be sending mixed signals to the governors. He said in a press conference Tuesday that, of course, it would be up to the governors to make their own plans for reopening the states. But then he said he would look at the plans and authorize them if he thought they were sound. I just don't know. You know, the governors are getting mixed signals. They're very hard to interpret what the White House is actually saying now.
Why is there such a hesitancy in the state houses to move too quickly on reopening?
Well, governors like DeWine and Andy Beshear in Kentucky, they believe that if people completely let up their guard and think that life is back to normal, that this COVID-19 is going to come roaring back, perhaps in the fall, when we're trying to hold a presidential election. And the governors just don't want to be left holding the bag because they were forced into something risky by the Trump administration or anybody else.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. You can hear him each Friday at this time and read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.